Hello, this is Mariah Fington, and I will be sharing my amazing animal report. I'm doing a report on African wild dogs. Have you ever wondered if a male or female African wild dog stays within the pack or just migrates to another pack? Well, unlike any other species, the males stay within the pack, but the females migrate and join new packs. Their adaptations, habitat, diet, and appearance makes an African wild dog one of the grasslands special species. Have you ever wondered how an African wild dog survives in the African savannas? Well, African wild dogs do their special adaptations to survive. For example, they have huge teeth and jaws to take big bites out of their prey. Another adaptation is that their ability to reach consistent speeds of more than 44 miles per hour. Each allows them to easily catch their prey. All these adaptations help African wild dogs survive in the wild. When an African wild dog adapts to their environment, they have huge teeth and jaws and large ears to stay warm. Most African wild dogs are located in Benjamin Zambala of Kenya on the African continent. In the savannah, African wild dogs hunt and care for the sick, and elder dogs as well as young cubs. They are surrounded by very dry grass that can cause wildfires easily. They need an open space to hunt and a bushy and grassy to make shelter. Since African wild dogs live in the savannah, they have adapted to their environment by eating meat as part of their diet. African wild dogs are known as carnivores because they enjoy eating meat. They primarily eat gazelles, antelope, apa, kudu, wildebeest, and wildebeest. They all hunt in packs and attack in packs at the same time. One of the most unique traits about African wild dogs isn't their diet, but their appearance. African wild dogs have a mottled coat of night black, snow white, and reddish yellow fur, and blackberry eyes. They have extremely huge teeth and huge jaws, so if their prey is in a lake, river, or pond, then two or three African wild dogs hit it down and grabs with their teeth at the head, then drags it onto land. The appearance of an African wild dog is special because the coat of fur helps it camouflage with the tall grass. African painted dogs are called that because the spots that they have looks like an African painted dog. Okay. African wild dogs use their unique adaptations to survive in their habitat. Their night black, snow white, and reddish yellow thick fur appearance makes them very incredible savanna creatures. The diet of an African wild dog is not just their foods. But helps them survive in their environment. These spectacular features contribute and help an African wild dog live in their environment.